Hey, welcome back to the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine for January. Yeah, it's the middle of the month already. I can't believe it. We have a slammed episode for you with all the winners of the Canadian Podcast Awards featured in our magazine for January. The awards were handed out in December. In January, we featured every one of the winners. What a group. There's a lot of podcasts to play for you here, as we do in the middle of the month. We pull from the pages of our online magazine at CanadianPodcaster.com. We actually give you a little taste of every podcast and a little clip from the show. We try not to make it too long. It's just a taste. But we're encouraging you to go and check out. And through the magazine, you can click through right to the podcast. And for the most part, most of the podcasts were featured today in the magazine. The links that we're sharing is through a service called Podlink, P-O-D.L-I-N-K. Search up your show, and if it's an RSS-based podcast, it'll show up on Podlink, and it gives you a lot of options of what people can choose to listen to your show on, the app of their choice. It's a great way to share your show. Also a great way to share an episode with a guest, with your audience. So you can pick just the episode and share a link to the episode specific or the podcast as a whole through pod.link. So definitely go check it out. And you'll see when you click the links in the magazine where it takes you. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking about stuff around the magazine because we have a lot to talk about today. My encouragement for everybody as we head into the second half of January is that this is the time of year where people start things, and this is the time of the year where people give up on things. And one of the things I'm doing this year is I'm trying to put myself out there into my community as much as possible. I'm doing a daily post on all the different platforms that I'm on. And the thing is, I have 9 podcasts that I host. So to be in 9 different places at the same time is very difficult. But I am showing up and I'm doing things online and I'm testing to see where my audience resonates the best. And for some of my podcasts, it's one place. And some of my other podcasts, it's a different place. It's teaching me a lot. I'm also posting on YouTube and I'm doing other things adjacent to my podcast to see how I can grow my show beyond just the audio listeners and just the people who find me on YouTube and seeing what else I can do to grow this amazing podcast conglomerate that I have of all these different shows, and I just want to see where it takes me. So my challenge for you is, if you start something new in 2026, whether it's podcast related or not, is that you stick with it. Like, find the discipline, find the heart. There's a reason why you keep coming back to this one thing that is the beginning of the year. It's your first thought. I want to be better at fill in the blank. There's a reason. So focus on that and do what you can. Right? Don't get down on yourself if you miss, and don't stop if you miss. Just pick up where you left off. There's 365 days this year, as every year, and we want you to enjoy them and to grow, and this to be a year of growth and fun and excitement, new opportunities. We're cheering you on here at the Canadian Podcaster Magazine, so do what you can with what you have where you are. It's 2026, and we have a lot of podcasts to share with you. Are you ready? Okay, well, here we go. So our first podcast from the Canadian Podcast Awards. Congratulations to the team there for yet another great award ceremony and allowing these great Canadian voices to be celebrated. This was the 8th annual Canadian Podcast Awards, so congratulations to everybody there. Thank you again for all your hard work. We're celebrating the winners, and the first one that we're pulling out of the list is 90s Tunes. Each week, Lena and Avery listen to a CD from the 90s and talk about how awesome it was, or not so awesome, and they share their thoughts. So this is a little taste of 90s tunes, and if you weren't even around in the 90s, then here's a history lesson for you. But for people like us who were a part of this, it's a great way to go back in time and remember some great songs and maybe add some of those songs to our playlist, right? Again, so 90s tunes, here's a little taste.
What do you do when all your enemies are friends? We start a podcast.
Or marry my enemy, I guess.
Yeah, so we are looking back at the album The Color and the Shape by the Foo Fighters this week.
Yep, from May 1997.
Yes.
Yeah, so there's a lot of on the Foo Fighters. There's a lot, but we'll start. But I really believe kind of the origins is the best part of this band.
Okay.
After the death of Kurt Cobain in April of 1994, Dave Grohl, he thought he might go work for, there were rumors he might go work for Pearl Jam or Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers as a drummer, but he didn't want to just go and be a drummer for the rest of his life, just some drummer, right? But he wanted to do what nobody expected. So he wrote and recorded a CD in 5 days. Recorded all the music, wrote, I mean, he had always been writing songs and used to take a guitar on tour with him with Nirvana. He never approached them with songs because he was too intimidated. I mean, when Kurt Cobain is writing your songs,
okay,
it's kind of hard, right? So he recorded 15 songs. Like I said, he played every instrument, sang all the parts by himself, except for the guitar on one song. And then, so he handed this out to all his friends under the name The Foo Fighters. He wanted people to think it was a band, not just one guy, not just him. Foo Fighters was a term used by the Allies in World War II for unidentified flying objects.
Okay.
It's a whole bit more to it than that, but you know. He just kind of wanted a name, and he said if he knew that, he would have a career out of this.
So I love music podcasts. So you guys got me for sure on this. I'm a musician. I've been doing music for 45 years. And anytime you have a music podcast and a Canadian a version of a music podcast, you got me. So well done. Congratulations to the podcasters. Great job over at 90s Tunes. Congratulations on your award-winning podcast for 2025. It's amazing to see what you've accomplished. So congratulations. Great job. The next one we have for you, Artifactually, with Kim, it's come behind the scenes of the Canadian Museum of History with an award-winning novelist, Kim. And it's amazing to hear her show and hear what she's doing on this podcast. Congratulations to you, Kim, on your award. Well-deserved. And it's great to see the Canadian National Museum of History. That's great to see a podcast featuring this. This is, I'm a huge history lover. Anything history, you got me again. This is, I can see why everyone's winning these awards. So here's a little taste of Kim's show, Artifactually.
Hello, I'm Kim Thuy. I'm a novelist. I've always had a passion for storytelling. And I'm so excited to share more stories with you as I host season 2 of Artifactuality, a podcast from the Canadian Museum of History. Each episode explores what objects and stories from the past can tell us about who we are today. What will resonate tomorrow? How will the events unfolding around us be remembered in the future?
There isn't a singular notion for Canadian history. It's not just one narrative. It encompasses many, multiple stories.
You know, when I think back at my life and how I was so small growing up because society made me small. And then one day I emerged and I said, this is who I am.
I fell in love with my basketball, I think, quicker than I fell in love with my wife. So the rest is history.
You can be friends with this white mannequin man, and you can be friends with this puppet mouse, and I'm just cool. You know what I mean? I just work here.
Step, step, step. Walk on it. Okay. No, take it back. I know you write great books.
Join me for another season of Artifactuality, coming soon, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Kim, congratulations again. Podcast award winner for the Canadian Podcast Awards, Artifactually. I like it. Oh, it's great. And the next one, Lullaby, the Fear Podcast. If you like dark history, true crime, embark on a captivating exploration into the history and the dark minds of the world's most dangerous criminals and cases. multi-award winner for the Canadian Podcast Awards. Here's a taste of the show, and I'm sure you're going to love it. Here we go.
Hello, hello, my pretties. It's your criminal researcher and non-destructive cult leader, Ashley Lana. First off, if you are new to the podcast, a personal hello from yours truly. And for those of you returning, Fear Cult listeners, we're back. I've had an incredible week. I hope you all have too. I am on my double shot of espresso right now. Lord knows I don't need it, but I really wanted to amp myself up for this case. I blast my music, I get my energy up, I think positively. I run around like it's my WWE entrance, using everything that can support my body weight as a turnbuckle. Don't play, I'll do it. It's all about pumping myself up with music and espresso before an episode. I'll do the same thing before live stage shows too, like because I know I'm going to be going into heavy detail about horrific crimes. So you're damn right, I'm gonna pump you guys up in the crowd before the show starts. And then the lights go dim, and then the low lighting fog creeps in with the purple hue, and then you hear persons who have recently
died. So congratulations to Lullaby, the Fear Podcast, another great example of great Canadian content featured by the Canadian Podcast Awards. Congratulations on your award. Awesome. Okay, let's talk about Canadian History X, previously featured right here on the Canadian Online Magazine for Podcasters, and happy to have them back again and feature them again. They just keep creating great content. We're going to keep bringing them up. So here's a little taste of them again. If you haven't heard from them yet, you will now. Canadian History X. Craig Baird is the host, and go check it out. Here we go.
In April 1823, a group of Newfoundland fur trappers encountered three women at Badger Bay who were in starving conditions. They had journeyed from the island's interior in search of mussels. Two of the women died shortly after the men brought them to St. John's, and the one that remained was one of the last people left in her tribe. She spent the last years of her life sharing her culture and history. She translated English words into her own language, drew pictures of mythological figures, homes, and other artifacts, and illustrated various encounters between her people and European settlers. On June 6, 1829, her death marked the end of her people. I'm Craig Baird, and this is Canadian History X. This month, I'm diving into Newfoundland's history, and today I'm sharing the story of Shauna Dithet and the Beothuk people.
Again, congrats, Craig, on your win for 2025, the Canadian Podcast Awards. Awesome, well done. We have two comedians who like to frequent dungeons, and they like to get dragons. It's comedians in dungeons getting dragons. Sounds like a show with cars and coffee. But no, there's no cars or coffee. There's dungeons and there's dragons. And they won an award for it. And here's a taste of the show. Yeah, if you like D&D podcasts, you just got an award-winning one to listen to. Here it is.
Hi, I'm Niles Agane, the host and dungeon master of Comedians in Dungeons Getting Dragons, a podcast where a bunch of comedians play D&D. Here's a clip.
Y'all spotted some beetles swarming into an alleyway, and then heard loud footsteps, and out came a grayish baby covered in a living armor of beetles and cockroaches with razor-sharp teeth. Stands about 12 feet tall. It's absolute bedlam now. Everyone is freaking out in the plaza. It's spreading across the plaza. What are y'all doing?
I use Eldritch Blast immediately.
So now I've never played Dungeons and Dragons. I know I'm probably missing out on so much in my life, but this sounds like a podcast that definitely has a unique audience who knows exactly what's going on. So for you who love D&D, come on. Comedians in Dungeons Getting Dragons. Great name for a show. Award-winning show, by the way. Everyone go check it out. And maybe I need to go learn and educate myself on more D&D. So congratulations, everybody there. Well done. Awesome. And we continue. We are looking at an award-winning podcast called Community. It's with Christina Barthold. And again, Christina, congratulations. I love your happy smile on your artwork for your podcast. It is a podcast focused on helping entrepreneurs and small businesses grow their network, increase their impact using marketing techniques like social media, increase your sales, and bring in your ideal client using their digital community. If you want to build community, you need to go listen to Christina's show. Why? Because she's awesome. And B, she's an award-winning podcaster. So go check out Community. Here's a little taste.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Community. I'm Christina, and I'm a passionate community builder, business owner, investor, and lover of all things sales and marketing. On this show, I bring you top sales and social media tips, plus bring you experts who are going to rock your world when it comes to learning how to grow your community. Community has been my secret sauce in scaling our business, and I know it'll be yours too. Enjoy. Hey, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Community. It is officially our last day of work here right before the Christmas break, and we're so excited because we wanted to record this episode about, you know, new year, kind of new social media goals, what to focus on with your social media. Couldn't do it without my girl, Maria. Hi, Maria.
Wee.
Maria, I just have to tell you guys, is the epitome often of not doing things messy, but right now she's recording this with no mic.
I did have a mic. I tried, but Christina told me my laptop microphone was better than my mic. So here we are.
We're going to get Maria a mic in 2026, and maybe we should do some content around it. Like, which mic?
Congratulations, Christina, on your award-winning podcast of 2025. And again, thanks to everybody at the 8th Annual Canadian Podcast Awards for a great lineup. We're going to go take a run. Like, are you a runner? I used to be a cross-country runner when I was young. Now, not so much. But if you want a podcast about trail running and you're looking for a community, wow, you just tied these two together. Community Trail Running is the name of the show, a newsletter and podcast that digitally extends the fun and inclusivity of trail running in the community. So they are also a winner. So let's hit the trails. Here's a little taste. Strap on your shoes. Tie them up nice and tight. Time to go for a run. And listen to a great podcast at the same time. Community Trail Running. Here you go.
Hello and welcome. Bonjour et bienvenue. This is the Community Trail Running Podcast. I'm your host, Adam Lee. Thank you for joining me once again. So many podcasts out there, and I so appreciate you spending a little bit of your time with me. This is episode 174. We have Jeff and Warren Dudar, the race directors for Prairie Sky Running, on the podcast. It's such a fun conversation. They just have a way about them. That's all I'll say about that. Can't wait to share that after our little bit of housekeeping. The episode is dropping today because Prairie Sky has registration opening for one of their races. You'll get to hear all about it. You're going to want to go click register if you still can. We dropped the first episode of the Miller Minutes this week as Andrew Miller is coaching me on my journey towards Fat Dog 120. The Fat Dog 120 race director Eric Bird was last week's guest on CTR, so you can hear all about that race that just opened and appears to be mostly sold out already. So if you have any interest, make sure to check that out while you can. And we will be back 2 Mondays from now, as this second episode in 1 week means we will take next week off and come back the following. Thank you all for following, subscribing, rating, reviewing, sharing. All of that helps grow this thing. I appreciate all of your support from the bottom of my heart. That's it for the preamble today. That's all I've got. Let's get to the Dudar brothers, Jeff and Warren.
So there you go. You have a podcast now for your run, okay? Or your walk. If you walk is just slow running, right? So Community Trail Running, go check it out. Again, congratulations on your win. Canadian Podcast Award for the 8th annual. Go take a look at Community Trail Running. Next, we're looking at a lead singer of a band who changed music history, inspired many, and just a true Canadian, Mr. Gordon Downie. Gord is just like the epitome of Canadiana, and I love everything to talk about the Tragically Hip and discovering Downie, that really embraces the life and history of the Tragically Hip, but also really the main focus is on Gord's his solo adventures and things that he did without the band on his own. Some of those things, that things to me, some of the songs and stories you haven't heard before. Here's a little taste of discovering Downie. I'd love for you to check it out. Great. Canadian history and great music. Again, music, you got me on music. Here's an award-winning podcast. This is what it sounds like. Here we go.
Welcome, music lovers. Long Slice Brewery presents Discovering Downey.
Hey, it's JD here, and I'm joined by my pals Craig, Justin, and Kirk from Chino. While our love for the hip unites us, Gord's solo ventures remain uncharted territory for our trio. Hence, I've gathered this team of enthusiasts to delve into the musical repertoire of the enigmatic frontman of the Tragically Hip, the late Gord Downey. So come along with us on this exploration as we navigate through his albums one by one in chronological order, embarking on our quest of discovering Downey. We've assembled quite the motley crew here to talk about Gord's oeuvre, and we're excited to do that. We're going to do this all summer long, so buckle up. Fellas, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
Living the dream.
Amazing.
Excellent.
Excited to go on this jaunt with you gents, for sure.
Yeah, it should be pretty fun.
I agree completely. I am from a hip-starved area of the world, which, you know, I guess most of the U.S., unfortunately, was hip-starved for a long time, but specifically down here in the L.A. market. I got to see some amazing shows in really small places, but, like, to find a hip album in a record store or, you know, like, anything that comes close to hip reference for me, I get all giddy. So when we connected to talk with other hip fans, was pretty exciting. But then just to learn more about Gord, this is going to be quite the adventure, my friends.
Well, there you go. So an adventure for all, and great music to talk about, and to honor Gord and his legacy. Love seeing podcasts like this that just keep bringing up and keeping these musicians and their stories alive. So well done to Discovering Downey Podcast Award for 2025 from the Canadian Podcast Awards. There you go. A great podcast for you to check it out. Now, if you are if you love virtual reality and all of that good stuff, what if there was a doctor who had a podcast about that? Well, there is. The Dr. VR podcast is here, and he's going to Dr. Justin will now see you, and he's going to give you a podcast that you didn't know you needed, but now you do, because we're talking about it right now, and he won an award for it. So here's a little taste of Dr. VR podcast, goggles included, apparently. Here you go.
Hello, everyone. My name is Dr. Justin Baillargeon, and I am Dr. VR. I invite you to subscribe to the podcast and on your favorite platform and to follow me on Instagram to stay up to date with new episodes and announcements as they're released. The thrill of the fight, of course, holds a very, very special place in my own VR journey, not only because I analyze it extensively, thoroughly in my PhD dissertation, but also because it's still one of my all-time favorite VR experiences. I even had the opportunity to interview its creator, Ian Fitz, during my research, and that conversation deeply shaped my understanding of VR embodiment, agency, and also physical immersion. So today I'm excited not only to talk about the long-awaited sequel, The Thrill of the Fight 2, but also to speak with the person helping shape its evolution. So for those who may not know him, Edward Vasquez is the creative director on The Thrill of the Fight 2. He's part of the team at Halfbreak that has taken on the responsibility of expanding a beloved community-driven VR boxing experience that will be turning 10 years, by the way, next year, all while maintaining the spirit, physical authenticity, and pure embodiment that made the original so iconic. So Edward brings a deep passion for immersive interaction, player-centered design, and high-intensity VR gameplay. And he's been, of course, instrumental in steering The Thrill of the Fight 2 into its next chapter. So as someone who has lived, studied, and sweated through the first game, I'm incredibly excited to dive into The Thrill of the Fight 2 with you, especially now that Halfbreak is overseeing development with Ian still involved. So there's a lot to unpack: the evolution of the franchise, new design philosophies, multiplayer, career mode, and how they've approached authenticity, challenge, and freedom of action, the sequel that so many fans have been eagerly waiting for. Let's jump in the ring. Edward, welcome to Dr. VR.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Justin. This is exciting. One thing that we share is definitely that excitement with playing the first thrill of the fight, right?
Because so there you go, for all of our techie and nerdy people out there who love all things VR and beyond, there's a podcast for you. And it's, again, it's an award-winning podcast. So go take a look and take a listen and follow the show, Dr. VR Podcast. There you go. Congratulations on your win. Exciting. Now, we're going to talk about something that people talk about. Yeah, I'll put it that way. It goes by a title that I'm going to have to kind of do this gently, because this show goes out to all around the world, and we want everyone to enjoy all the Canadian voices. So we're going to kind of just dance around the title a little bit. It's in the magazine. You can see it. It's right there. So, and their content is, it's great. So, like, what we can say about this title is, let's just use the first letter of the word. Is that okay? And then they'll take us from there. You'll hear in the intro, you'll get a good sense of what this podcast is about. Let's just go with the first letter of the word. And can I have a letter, please? F. Okay. The first letter of the first word of this podcast starts with the letter F. And then the second word after the word that starts with the letter F is buddies. This is a sex and dating advice podcast. And it's setting out to smash the toxic masculinity and all of the things around dating and sex from a different point of view, a different lens, and a more positive view. And this podcast is doing it well, and so well that they won an award. So, you know, before you head out for your next date or whatever, you got to go check out this podcast. Here's a little taste of what they do on the show. Here we go.
Hello, friends. My name is Dane Miller.
Hey there, friends. My name's Niall Spain. Hello, friends. We're your buddies.
We're a sex and dating advice podcast where we take your sticky, sexy situations and turn them into sexy, sticky situations.
It's simple. We find them either here or roaming the wilds of the internet, the questions, that is, and we answer them right here, right now, for you, to you, with you, because of you.
I've been watching Silo. I just started watching Silo, okay. And right now I'm feeling no very...
There you go. So congratulations to our buddies on their award. It's great. Canadian Podcast Awards, bringing out the best in podcasting here in Canada. Awesome. Way to go. Congratulations. The next one. Now, this one's an interesting one. This is kind of scary, this podcast. The audio effects for this podcast and everything is just amazing. So here's Geist. This is... They talk about drag you in. I hit play, and this is the first thing I hear. Here we go.
Hello, fellow lover of dark matter. If you've been suffering from a persistent desire for just a little more unpleasantness in your life, we have the answer. The Nocturnal Transmissions Podcast. It's a celebration of horror and just good old-fashioned storytelling. Aliens, bullshit. Oh, come on, Mr. Joint Chiefs Chairman. You were just in your bedroom one moment and in the President's bedroom the next. Who on this backwater planet could have done that? It was crawling towards him. And in the pale glow of the flashlight, the man saw a frightful gargoyle face thrust into his own. It was the passionless death's head skull of a long-dead corpse. The Nocturnal Transmissions Podcast, now transmitting in association with SpectreVision Radio. Come get some.
So there you go. Podcasting is not just two people talking about sports. I love the creativity. Oh my gosh. Wow. That's just a small taste. Like, we could just do a whole episode on this podcast. But, okay, so expand your mind. It's not a Zoom call that's recorded and put it out as a podcast. You can do so much in podcasting. So many creative people. And now I understand, again, why this podcast has won yet another one of the awards handed out in 2025 from the Canadian Podcast Awards. Congratulations. Wow. Awesome. Okay. Ghost Facers a supernatural rewatch podcast. I believe we've already talked about this podcast already, but we're back again. And I guess we got ghosts. We got all kinds of stuff happening here. It's a very scary episode. It's not even Halloween, but we want to talk about this podcast as well. Here's a little taste of the show. Each week, the hosts, Richard and Reed, rewatch an episode of the CW's Supernatural and discuss real-world monster lore and behind-the-scenes details about the show. It's a watch-along, listen-along as you watch show, and great for community building. Here's Ghost Facers. Here's a little taste. Let's take a drive.
Buckle up for the intro to Ghost Facers, a Supernatural rewatch podcast. My name is Richard, and sitting shotgun every single episode is my brother in podcasting, Reed.
Hey.
This episode, we're going to talk about sort of what you can expect from the show, a little bit about us and our journey. See, this is what happens when you do it first. You get to sort of reference things that'll come up later. Oh, my God. we carry on our waywards. No, it doesn't work. But we try to keep the thirst levels down because we've got so much in front of us.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
But yeah, this is our intro. So I hope you enjoy it and keep listening. Make sure to subscribe.
That's right. And here we go.
There you go. Just enough for you to get interested in the show and definitely click through the magazine and see a yet another Canadian Podcast Award winner, Ghost Facers. It's a great album art, too. I love it for the podcast. Well done. Well done. Congratulations. We're also going to get Stay Haunted, Stay Ghost, Say All of That with Haunted Canada. It's a ghost stories and unexplained podcast. It also won an award. And again, amazing artwork for the album art for the cover and something you definitely need to go check it out. So here's a taste of Haunted Canada. Please be advised, you might be afraid by the end of this, but it's a great podcast. Here we go. And congratulations on your win for the 8th Annual Canada Podcast Awards. Here's Haunted Canada.
A bone-chilling scream curdles in your throat as fear grips your soul because you've heard an unearthly sound in the other room.
When they moved out, I think something dark moved in. I think there was already spirits in the house.
I'm Nadine Bailey, and this is Haunted Canada, a weekly podcast where I share stories about haunted places and dark secrets from Canada and around the world. Join me as we embark on a chilling journey into the heart of the paranormal and uncover spine-tingling tales of eerie encounters from those who have lived them.
It's the experience of knowing that we're not the only ones just here present.
Search for Haunted Canada on Apple Podcast, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you're listening right now. Then join me, if you dare.
Okay, do you dare? Do you dare to press play? Do you dare to follow the show? Ooh, there you go. Again, congratulations to Haunted Canada. Thanks for scaring the crap out of us. I love it. And congratulations on your win. And again, to the Canadian Podcast Awards, thank you so much for featuring these great podcasts. That was it, Haunted Canada. Next, on to the next one. Here we go. I hate it, but I love it. Now, I'm not talking about the show as in my opinion, but that's the name of the show. I hate it, but I love it. It's a very interesting show. I love the title. That made me laugh. And it's something that I think we really enjoy. So, again, award-winning podcast. This show breaks down movies, TV shows, music, and whatever else that they totally despise. But they also adore at the same time. So if you hate it, but you love it, you're going to love this podcast. I know you're not going to hate it. It's an award-winning podcast. So here's a little taste of I hate it, but I love it here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Here we go.
Hi, Bala, everybody.
Hi, Bala, one and all. Welcome to I Hate It, But I Love It. I'm Jocelyn Getty.
I'm Kat Angus, and this is the podcast about all the pop culture you love and hate simultaneously.
I know that feeling well, where you're like...
Who are any of us?
Who can it be? Who can it be? Who is I?
We, after last week talking about Stranger Things, we are kicking off properly Musical Month.
Woohoo!
This week with Across the Universe.
Yes, Julie Taymor's Across the Universe, yes, which has been requested many times by people over the years.
It has.
So Kat and I decided to sort of pull it out of the vault because you lovely listeners love to send it our way. And so many funny things have been said. I pulled a couple of...
There you go. So now if you need energy, just listen to this podcast. You'd just be like, whoa, it's like a shot of adrenaline. I love it. It's a great podcast. I love it. I don't hate it. So I can't tell you to hate it, but the show is called I Hate It, But I Love It. And it's a great award-winning, Canadian podcast award-winning show featured here on the magazine for January. Congratulations to you on your win. Well-deserved. Now on to the next one. It's Dangerous to Go Alone is the name of the show, and it's a podcast for fans of video games and or friendship, featuring world-class drag queen, Juicebox, and washed-up, as they say, former professional figure skating Prince Jackson. Tune in each week for chaos, shenanigans, which is fun to say, and occasionally a mention of video games. Congratulations to you both on your win. It's dangerous to go alone, so you should have a buddy, and your buddy should also help you win a podcast award like you did. So congratulations to the two of you. Here's a little taste of It's Dangerous to Go Alone here on the Canadian Podcaster Online Magazine. Congratulations to you both.
This week, Jackson and I catch up about my busy January. Jackson has a panic attack in a cab. And then later on, we talk about Digimon versus Pokemon. Who is going to come out on top? Because this is It's Dangerous to Go Alone.
Tops. What's up, Barely Gamers, and welcome back to your favorite podcast featuring two internet cuties, a whole handful of friendship, and a little sprinkle of some video games.
I'm Juicebox.
And I'm Jackson.
And it's dangerous to go alone, so hey, listen to us talk about Digimon versus Pokemon. Digimon are the champions.
Sick. What's up? How are things? What's new? What's going on? How's it going?
What are we forgetting? We're forgetting something. You're throwing me off.
No, we settle in, we do a little, hey there, hi there, how's it going there, old pal, where'd you come from, where did you go,
no,
where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe, and then I go in this episode.
Oh, okay, oh. So now I have that song stuck in my head, Cottonhead Joe. Okay, well, thanks for that. Now I'm not going to get that out of my head for the next 3 days. So, awesome, great job, congratulations on your podcast win. It's dangerous to go alone? Well, not when you have a friend with you. So there you go. Congratulations to you both. Matriarch Movement, which we have talked about here on this podcast and in the magazine in the past, is back again. Because when you do great stuff, people talk about it. And we like to talk about great people. So we are focusing on them again. And again, congratulations for your win on your award. Another great podcast. And I love how podcasts know their audience and serve their community well, and this is a perfect example of this. So here's another repeat feature of Matriarch Movement, and here's a little taste of the show. Congratulations on your win. Well deserved. And we need more podcasts like this. Please pay attention. We need more podcasts like this. This is what Canada is all about. Here we go.
Sanse, hello, and welcome back to the Matriarch Movement podcast. I'm your host, Shayla Olette Stonechild, and I'm super excited to be here on the unceded Coast Salish territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people, also known as Vancouver, BC. This is our first time recording back in studio, and I'm super excited to have with me here today Cheyenna Marie Sage. She's not only a friend, she's also an author, a journalist, a model, a poet, a storyteller, honestly does all the things. I forget your sign though. What's your sign?
Capricorn.
A Capricorn.
So that checks out.
That checks out. She's from Edmonton, but she actually spent a lot of her time in New York. She was the first Indigenous graduate of Columbia University's MFA program in creative nonfiction, and her new book, Soft as Bones, has become an instant national bestseller. So I'm super excited to have you here on the podcast. If you just want to introduce yourself, your name, and your nation, thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, Tanse, Cheyenna Marie Sage, Nitsigasan, Maskwacis, Wiskayagan, Ochinia. So I'm Cheyenna Marie Sage, but I grew up in Edmonton, Alberta, but registered member for Louis Bull Tribe. So that's kind of where I'm from.
Well, I love all the work that you do, but...
Excellent. Congratulations again, Matriarch Movement. Well done. Excellent to see how your podcast is growing and how you're reaching people. Excellent. Great stuff. Mental health is horrifying. Well, that's the name of the podcast. Mental Health is Horrifying podcast. It's a spooky, again, here we are with the spooky. There's a lot of Canadian Podcast Awards. Are you really into spooky podcasts? Because you have a lot of people applying where I have spooky podcasts. I'm seeing a trend. Anyways, Mental Health is Horrifying podcast is a spooky, self care podcast about the mental health benefits of horror. Journey into the horrifying depths with Candace Green, registered psychotherapist and all-around spooky ghoul, as she explores how mental health themes are portrayed in your favorite horror movies and beyond. Mental health is horrifying, but this podcast is not, and mental health is something that's very important. So we'll talk about blending up things together and making something new. Here's Mental Health is Horrifying, a Canadian Podcast Award-winning podcast for 2025. Glad to feature them here. Here we go. Mental Health is Horrifying. Here's a taste.
Are you someone who watches horror movies and thinks that nasty old well that Samara climbs out of in The Ring is really a metaphor for her grief? Or that, like, ghost face at his core is a specter of intergenerational trauma? I'll be your host, Candace Green, and I'd like to welcome you ghouls to Mental Health is Horrifying, the podcast where we journey through the depths and examine how mental health themes are portrayed in the world of horror. I'm a psychotherapist who also happens to be terminally spooky. As the darkness-seeking bat that I am, I spent my childhood summers locked away in the public library, scouring the aisles for books about Halloween, witches, and all things haunted. And surprisingly, my parents were not too concerned. As a mental health professional and lifelong horror fan, I really can't help but see the world through the lens of the macabre. This is a podcast for horror fans who know that when it comes to what we fear, there is so much more than what meets the eye. From Carrie to Hill House to Michael Myers and everywhere in between, join me each month as we discuss how horror is really a mirror into ourselves. Coming June 2023 to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you like to listen. Bright blessings.
There you go. I love a creative podcast trailer. If you don't have a podcast trailer for your podcast, by the way, the beautiful thing, a little side tangent, the beautiful thing about a podcast trailer is it lives up on top of the list of all of your episodes. It's just, it's like the first thing. And the beautiful thing about a trailer, it's easy to share. And as somebody like me who creates a podcast like this, a trailer is super easy than going in and trying to find an episode and most recent episode, all that stuff. Trailers just do so much for your show. If you don't have a trailer, you need one. I would really suggest it. It's really going to help your podcast. So think about that. That's a side bonus free tip, and you don't even have to pay for that. The next podcast for the Canadian Podcast Awards, a winning podcast, No Quest for the Wicked. Are you ready to rock? Like, I sound very old when I say it that way. Are you ready to rock? Right. Are you ready to rock? Most importantly, are you ready to roll? Oh, welcome to No Quest for the Wicked, a story-driven actual play podcast. Currently in our second campaign using Palzo's sci-fi space opera system, okay, Starfinder, in a homebrew setting starring Ryan Dwyer and Dane Miller and Niall Spain, made in Canada. Congratulations, guys. No Quest for the Wicked. Again, it sounds like another very targeted podcast for a very specific community who's going to love this. So as you listen to this, you're like, I know somebody who wants to hear this. Then send them to this podcast, please. Because here's a little taste.
Hello and welcome back to another exciting episode of No Quest for the Wicked. Gentlemen, I have two very important questions for you. Are you ready to rock?
Give it to me.
Yes.
Give it to me. Importantly, are you ready to roll?
Give it to
me now. Show it to me.
It has been a bit since we have played and since we've released a Frontier-specific episode.
I'm chomping at the bit. I can't wait.
Bug Boy's back, baby.
The Bug Boy's back. All right. New year, new bugs.
You guys are currently investigating the theft of settlement funds, which has been sort of thrust upon the former mayor, so to speak, of Dura Sancta. She has been accused of embezzling the funds. You spoke with her, and it seems pretty obvious that she did not do it, because you have found evidence that Julian Sterling, the son of Lionel Sterling, the man who hired you in the first place, seems to have access to mind-controlling speakers of some sort, using his sister's special gift known as the Siren Song, which can influence people's emotions and actions by the simple act of speaking. You guys were able to sort of locate where a broadcast...
Congratulations to NoQuest for the Wicked on your win of a Canadian Podcast Award in 2025. Well done. Well done. Nice to see another great Canadian podcast celebrated through the Canadian Podcast Awards. Congratulations. Now, we have a French podcast. Now, I have to admit to you, truthfully and upfront, that my French... The extent of my French language, sadly, and this is something I really want to work on, is my French language classes for me back when I was growing up, keep that in mind, I'm old, basically ended at grade 8. That's when French basically was removed from the curriculum where I went to school in Ontario, and I suffer for it because there are so many opportunities where I could do so much more here in Canada with our two official languages, French and English. So I'm going to share with you this podcast, and I want you to, I'm going to play it in French as recorded and as the English version, just to kind of give you an idea of the context of this podcast. This podcast is podcast 100% trail. This is how I'm translating this through to English. I go to meet fascinating and inspiring people to jam from running to trail. Simple the same. And that's kind of how that's translated. I know it's not right, but that's how it's translated into English. And this is a great podcast. Again, award-winning podcast. We need... And even though I'm not fluent in French, we need more of our Quebecois voices. We need you in podcasting. And I think that's a huge gap. So to see a French language podcast celebrated in the Canadian Podcast Awards, I just think that is fantastic. And I want to see more and more French language podcasts begin. I want French language podcasters to be encouraged to continue to create content in an English dominated context. I feel like we're really missing the boat here in Canada when we don't celebrate our French brothers and sisters. So Canada Podcast Awards, thank you so much for presenting this podcast for us. Here's a little taste of the podcast. And for our French listeners and our bilingual listeners, enjoy. For our English listeners, it's time for us to figure out how we can do better. Here we go. Here's a little taste of the podcast. Congratulations.
Bonjour, mon nom c'est Joanie Desroches.
Et Marlène Côté, bienvenue à Pas sorti du bois.
C'est la Minute NAC et aujourd'hui je te parle des gaufres Ultra Energy. Je m'en suis jamais caché, c'est mon gros coup de cœur depuis que c'est sorti. Puis dans mon expérience, ben quand l'estomac fait des siennes puis qu'il n'y a plus rien qui rentre, ben les gaufres de NAC y rentrent encore. Quand j'étais jeune et fou, là, ça fait longtemps, ben ça m'est arrivé de mal gérer ma nutrition, d'avoir mal à l'estomac puis de plus être capable de manger. Même quand je me rendais là, je pouvais compter sur les bonnes gaufres de NAC. Puis c'est même pas une joke, à 16 grammes de glucides pour 140 calories, ben tu te poses pas de questions puis t'en manges comme tu veux pendant tes longs efforts. En plus, ça vient en 6 saveurs, toutes meilleures les unes que les autres. Question de jamais cette année du goût. Il y a vanille, caramel salé, chocolat, sirop d'érable, fruits rouges et le petit nouveau, citron. Puis ça se vend même en pack variété pour goûter à toutes. Je t'ai convaincu, va sur le NAC.com et utilise le code promo pas sorti du bois pour avoir 15% de rabais. PASSORTIDUBOIS.
Congratulations to you for winning the Canadian Podcast Award 2025. Again, the more amazing French voices, Quebec voices that we have joining us in podcasting, the better. And I'm thrilled to have you here on the podcast with us and featured in the magazine for January 2026. Now, if you want to know the right of way and you love Nova Scotia, then there's a podcast called Right of Way, and it's going to help you to explore the issue of coastal access in Nova Scotia. And it's a great podcast. Like, talk about, like, specific, right? Like, wow. I've been to Nova Scotia. I love Nova Scotia. I got to go up to Stellarton and Truro, and I did the whole loop all the way around. And as an Ontario person, to go and stick my feet into the ocean, it was like the coolest thing ever. So anyway, I love Nova Scotia. I love the people there. What a great place. I'd go back in a heartbeat. So to everyone in Nova Scotia, here's a podcast for you. And if you're going to visit Nova Scotia, then you need to go take the Right of Way to the Right of Way podcast. Here's a little taste of the award-winning Nova Scotia podcast, Right of Way. Here we go.
Nothing really has been done to protect or increase access to our shoreline. And we've just seen a continual loss of that access.
Coastal Access is a really excellent example of the stories that we tell about ourselves. And that is that people have this relationship with the sea. They have this relationship with the coastlines, and we all really value that. I think that's a core shared thing in Nova Scotia.
We tell ourselves this story that Nova Scotia is Canada's ocean playground.
And that story is changing.
That narrative and that sort of discourse that we tell ourselves doesn't really hold up to scrutiny as well as we might imagine or would like it to. The Coastal Access podcast is really a project that examines and explores the issue about how Nova Scotians get to the coast, how Nova Scotians try or have to navigate the access on the coast, and it interrogates the stories and really that narrative about Canada's ocean playground.
So there you go. I love the ocean in the background. Oh, I just want to go back. So congratulations to Right of Way on your win, the Canadian Podcast Awards for 2025 from the Canadian Podcast Awards. Awesome. Congratulations. Again, great podcast. And again, if you are longing for a little bit of Nova Scotia, there you go. You got your taste. Now, in true Canadian fashion, we always apologize for everything. So sorry about the murder. It's very Canadian. Again, congratulations. We've already featured you here, but hey, let's do it again. Sorry About the Murder, Canadian Podcast Award for 2025. Great podcast. I just love how immersive this show is. Here's a little taste.
Hey, everybody. Drew here once again. While we keep working on seasons 3 and 4, we wanted to give you a little treat to keep your ears warm over the holidays. So we went out and found a great new Christmas series whose first episode I'm going to feature for you right now. Christmas Diner is a dark comedy folk horror tale about six strangers who are forced to spend the holiday together. It's a limited series made by the weird and wonderful folks who produced another great comedy I love, Two Flat Earthers Kidnap a Freemason. The cast of Christmas Diner is stacked with actors from other amazing shows you probably already know, like Fox and Stallion, The Kingmaker Histories, The No Sleep Podcast, and more. If you happen to fall in love with this episode, you can find the show on this very podcast app. I will even put a handy-dandy link in the show notes for you. And now, why not pour a little nog, throw on that ugly sweater, maybe keep a gun at your side, and enjoy the first episode of Christmas Diner.
Welcome back to Stitches, the fiction podcast home for satirical comedy. You're listening to Season 2, Christmas Diner.
The Yule Buck, the Straw Goat. He is the remains of the harvest, the magic of the coming season. A symbol of cheer, until fire claims him.
So I love all the sound effects. I love the music, of the production value of this show. This is amazing. Podcasting has got such a wide variety of styles and ways of approaching it. Again, this goes far beyond a Zoom call. So sorry about the murder. So Canadian. Very interactive and a podcast you can fall in love with. Congratulations to the murderer. Sorry about the murder. And your win for the Canadian Podcast Awards 2025. Canadian creators are amazing. So go check out Sorry About the Murder. Sorry. And so Canadian. I love it. A good friend of the show and a friend of mine that I've actually met in person. Like, how many times can I say that? Manisha is the host of the Archery Parent podcast, and she's got a great show. And her reaction when I saw it online of winning, so rewarding to see a hardworking person do so well and see her podcast take off, like such a niche podcast. This isn't a podcast about archery. This is a podcast about the archery parent, like so focused. And it's a survival guide for anyone who's has any their kids in competitive archery. So Manisha's got your back. She's got so many great things to help you, and her podcast is doing so well. It's great to see good people do great things. So Manisha's podcast has won an award on top of everything else she's done. Congratulations, Manisha. The Archery Podcast, Parent Podcast. Here you go, a little taste. Here we go.
Hello, archery family. I'm Manisha, and welcome to the Archery Parent Podcast, what you need to know to best support your archer. Archery life can come at you quickly, and there are often a lot of questions, but not a lot of answers. We are here to change that. We will share tips, how-tos, and what to expect to help you navigate your new archery lifestyle. You'll hear from other archery parents, coaches, and archers themselves. We are going to do this one arrow at a time. Hello, archery family. It's Manisha of the Archery Parent Podcast. What you need to know to best support your archer. Today, we have friend of the podcast, Dawn Grosko, joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me to be on this podcast. Thank you for wanting to know more about the Rocky Mountain Classic.
Please introduce yourself.
Name's Dawn Grosko. I am a coach. I'm an archer. I've been involved in archery for over 40 years. So it's a passion of mine. I love it. We now have this Rocky Mountain Classic that we've developed in Alberta.
What is the origin story of it?
So the Rocky Mountain Classic came about back in COVID. Sport Alberta decided that they were renewing Alberta Winter Games. We didn't know if it was going to still be around for our athletes. So it's like, what can we do for athletes to have a high-level archery tournament that includes team, match play, and have it for youth? So that's where it started.
And can you just share the team that puts on the Rocky Mountain Classic? Who was involved in those original conversations and who is involved now?
Originally, it was Archery Alberta was involved, and Jimbo's Juniors Archery Club started it. Big supporter of it was a friend of mine, Wayne Pushinger, and he just like, hey, what if we do this? What do you think? And the whole goal of Rocky Mountain Classic is to bring the experience and break even as a club.
Congratulations, Manisha, on your podcast win, the Canadian Podcast Awards for 2025. Again, so glad to see somebody that I actually know in real life win an award. Congratulations. The next Timmy's is on me, Manisha. Our next podcast is the Creative Imbalance Podcast. It's a series of podcasts that immerses you into the universe of fun conversations with artists, rebels, and interesting minds and broken light bulbs. Yeah, that's what you see on the cover of the artwork. And Creative Imbalance, congratulations on your win. Glad to feature you here in the magazine for January, along with all of the other winners from the Canadian Podcast Awards. Congratulations. Here's a little taste of Creative Imbalance. Be careful where you step. There's some broken glass here. Here we go.
I'm not saying there's science is proves anything about dreams, but they do come from somewhere, you know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people think, oh, it's just a bunch of like waste, you know, psychological waste that's just, you know, you're pooing out or whatever. And then but at the same time, there's feelings and things associated with it. And if you're going to subscribe to the Jungian thing, it's then it's your shadow or your deeper self trying to send you a few messages.
Today on the show, we are joined with Neil Osborne of the legendary 5440. They got an album titled Portal coming out on January 23rd. And around hearing all about the new tracks, we take a deep dive into some of their greatest hits and also learn about Neil's fascination with just analyzing his dreams Hope you enjoy this.
Hella excited to talk to you today. I've been taking in the singles that came out on that are being released on Porto, coming out January 23rd. And I also just want to say, being a kid who was born in 1985, growing up listening to rock radio, you have always been just a presence in my life one way or another, just through the speakers and everything. And that got me thinking, do you actually remember the first time you heard yourself on the radio?
There you go. Like, fantastic guests, great conversation, great topics. I can see why people are winning these awards, everyone. These podcasters are showing up. They're doing great work. So the Creative Imbalance, congratulations again to you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep showing up. You're doing a great job. Next, we have The Powder Room. It's a joyless, lively trio of best friends as they dive deep into diverse topics, dish out hot gossip, and recount their most chaotic moments. It's The Powder Room, everyone. And I'm just happy to have you on the podcast and celebrate your podcast for The Powder Room. Congratulations on your win. 2025 Podcast Award. Well-deserved. Here's a little taste of The Powder Room. It's time to get all done up, right? Ready? Here we go.
I'll go with you. I'm your mother.
Ugh. If my lace looks bad, blur it.
What capabilities do you think I have?
Do Vaseline.
Oh, you'll hear it. It hurt. I heard it in the headphones. She said it wasn't good enough the first time. Okay, can we do a test, Perla? Count
Hello.
To 10.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
This is going to be the opening for sure.
Wait, I don't hear you at all. Can you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
That mic was on.
Zero.
Yeah, it was like four. I went to
that. Probably me.
What? Okay, yeah, I think I can hear myself enough. Okay. Yeah, like, I trust it. I trust it.
Are you going to take the headphones off?
Yes. Oh my god, is the shotgun mic on? Let me do that.
I thought you put it on.
Did I?
I think,
sure.
How do you, do you want me to check?
Oh, you literally?
If the light, yeah. If the light, it's on.
I think I did, but I just want to make sure.
There you go, The Powder Room. Congratulations on your win. 2025 Podcast Awards, Canadian Podcast Awards, 8th annual. Congratulations, you win. Toronto Mic'd is Toronto. He's from Toronto. I'm in St. Catharines. We're not too far away, but I've never met this gentleman, but he has been doing a lot of episodes, and he is connected to, I think, everyone in Toronto, I think, has a Toronto Mic'd t-shirt. They should. But Toronto Mic'd, well-deserved for the amount of content and love that he puts into what he does. Thrilled to see Toronto Mic'd celebrated for the Canadian Podcast Awards. So his podcast is Toronto Mic'd, with a D, Toronto Mic'd, the official Toronto Mic'd podcast. He talks a lot about everything with a Toronto spin, and he's proudly made in Canada, and that makes him one of our favorite podcasts, like all of the others who have won an award. 2025. That's why we're here. Toronto Mic'd, congratulations on your podcast award from the Canadian Podcast Awards. Here we go to wrap us all up. This is it. We're heading for the door, everybody. You've been so patient. And thank you for checking out all these podcasters. Also, check out Toronto Mic'd. Here we go.
Just I'm going to think about it some.
FOTMs. Do you know what time it is? It's 3, 2, 1. Toast time! Toast! Featuring Stu.
Did you guys
Stone
know that there was something going on the street there? Is like, you know, I felt like there was a...
I've been there since last year, though.
I had to come up with something different than just yelling.
You guys are so funny.
That's why we're here.
That's why Bob...
Otherwise, you would not have us here.
He took an improv class, and you can tell.
One class. And okay. Okay.
Welcome to episode 1833 of Toronto Mic'd, an award-winning podcast proudly brought to you by Great Lakes Brewery. Order online for free local home delivery in the GTA. That's greatlakesbeer.com. Palma Pasta. Enjoy the taste of fresh.
So there you go, a little taste of Toronto Mic'd. Congratulations, Toronto Mic, on your podcast award. As we wrap up, I just want to say thanks to everybody for being here. I know this is a little bit longer than our normal, but this was a big undertaking to celebrate all of these amazing Canadian voices in one episode. So thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting all of these podcasters. And I would encourage you to submit for next year for the Canadian Podcast Awards for the 9th annual. And make sure you follow them. We'll have a link. The links are in the magazine. On every one of the posts that you see for every one of these amazing podcasters, there's links also out to Canadian Podcast Awards. Make sure you follow them. Just follow them on social, follow their website, and be informed and know what's coming up in 2026. And submit your podcast. You never know. You could be featured here next year, this time, as we celebrate you and your Canadian podcast. To again, to all the Canadian Podcast Award team, thank you so much for doing this for us in Canada. We need this so bad. And anything that celebrates Canada and celebrates podcasting in Canada, make sure you be a part of it and support that. Everyone, all of us, we need to support it. So thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. And we'll catch you in February. It's a month of love and falling in love with your podcast and all that fun stuff. Looking forward to having you back here. Watch for your magazine. If you want to sign up for one email a month, that's it. That's all you get. Then go to our website, CanadianPodcaster.com, and you'll see a spot at the bottom of the page to sign up and just get a little update on what's happening. And that's it. I promise not to spam you. There you can find us and get more information about the podcast. Glad to be with you. Thank you for being here. My name is Dave. Happy to help you. If you have any podcasting related questions, reach out to me through CanadianPodcaster.com. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks for being here. Keep podcasting, everybody. Keep being you. We need more Canadian people just like you in podcasting. So I appreciate you. Thanks for being here. Take care.